This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here is your daily industry news briefing for today, February 9th. First, Amazon Care's virtual health services are now available nationwide, and its in-person services will be rolled out to more than 20 cities in 2022. Amazon Care, the e-commerce giant's healthcare venture that offers telemedicine and in-person primary care, launched as a pilot program in 2019. Initially, it was available only to Amazon Seattle employees and their dependents, but Amazon later expanded it to all employees in Washington State and is now offering services nationwide. Amazon Care operates in-person care locations in Seattle, Baltimore, Boston, Dallas, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Austin, Texas, and Arlington, Virginia. This year, the company plans to bring in-person care services to more than 20 additional cities, including New York City, Chicago, Miami, and San Francisco. Amazon Care said it has added new employer customers as well, including Whole Foods Market, Silicon Labs, and TrueBlue. Secondly, Epic has nabbed the number one spot on the Class Research's 2022 overall software suite rankings for the 12th consecutive year. The Epic Care inpatient EMR also earned the best acute care EMR for large hospitals, and Epic earned the top spot as the best physician practice vendor. Meditech Expense earned recognition as the best acute care EMR for community hospitals, and Nordic earned a nod as the best overall IT services firm. Three, Pittsburgh is the fastest growing tech hub in the U.S. with an average IT salary of $98,304 per year, according to a 2022 Dice Tech salary report. The other nine cities with the fastest growing annual IT salaries are Atlanta, Chicago, Miami, Seattle, Philadelphia, Tampa, Florida, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. Four, Doximity, a digital platform for U.S. medical professionals, announced its acquisition of Amion, an on-call physician scheduling site, for $53.5 million in cash, plus up to $29 million in earnouts and equity compensation over 4 years. The company has also posted its 2021 earnings report, with a total revenue of up to 67% year-over-year, hitting $97.9 million last year. 5. Healthcare.com raised an additional $31.5 million in Series C funding from Hildred Capital Management on top of its funding round in December, which the company netted $130 million in senior non-convertible preferred stock and $50 million in Series C preferred equity. The company built a platform that matches people with health insurance plans based on their individual needs and assists in coverage enrollment. And finally, Coda Health raised $3.5 million to roll out a new platform to help people complete advanced directives and have difficult end-of-life conversations. Eclipse Capital led the funding round alongside Headwater Ventures, Cygnus Capital, CRCM, and Angel Investors. The company aims to use the seed funding to double its size in the next 6 months and expand operations to all 50 states. If you would like the latest in digital health and technology industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker's Health IT and CIO e-newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.